Hello, Neusner Vineyard. Hello, family. Hello, friends. What a blessing to have the opportunity to bless the year that is coming. This is the last week of 2020, and let's hope for a prosperous and healthy 2021. Look at this verse in 1 Peter 1 verse 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Where Jesus asked Peter the question in Matthew, who do you say that I am? Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus' reply to that was, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. You see, the Holy Spirit must reveal to us that Jesus is the very child of God. I was sitting on the beach the other day, and I was talking to my two sons. We were having some lunch on the beach, and I was telling them how much I love them. When they were small boys on the farm, I always used to tell them, if somebody would offer me 1,000 tractors and 1,000 farms, I would give up one of their lives to lose all that, and I will just keep that one boy's life. It's more important to me than all the things in the world. In fact, I will give up my very life, I told them, to save one of them. You see, a father's love is a love that would give up his own life to save one of his own children. But you know what I won't do? I won't give up one of their lives to save another person that is outside of my capacity to love. I will give up my life to save one of them, but I won't give up one of their lives to save another person. You see, in that is the love of God. God has a kind of love that would give up his very own child to save yours. And so when we do, by the Holy Spirit, understand that Jesus is just not just God in human flesh, but the child of God, the one that carries the DNA of God, the one that God looked down to and say, there's my boy, there's the one that comes out of me, and that person would be given to save your life, then you would understand the value of your life. By that revelation, grace is brought to you. And may I speak blessing, blessing, absolute blessing over your year that is coming. By the revelation of Jesus Christ, grace is about to be brought to you. But let's focus on the miracle loving God that is willing to give up his very own child's life to save yours. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God in 2021.